So whenever he makes a shechita on a korban, since there's a mitzvah kabbalah right after that, you have to make sure that the vridim, those are the blood vessels by the neck, you have to make sure the blood vessels themselves go into the kli. And Rashi says, so if she said vridim secha kli, then the heavy kabbalah may apar shapir. That's the way you make a good kabbalah from the par. That's what the Gemara says inside the kli, lav dafka. So yes, that's impossible. Hello, al adresh perkli means right on top of the kli. So now the blood will fall right into the kli. That's the way you're supposed to make the kabbalah. Then make sure the veins there are leading directly into the kli. That's called reason perkli. It manam, we also learned like this. Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yechanon. Veridin, that's the blood vessel by the net, by the makom hashchita. Sarach sheyiru aver kli. They have to see the avir, the space of the kli itself. That's what they have to see. And again, the Rashi learns, glav daf, really it has to be inside the kli. It just means it should be near the kli. It should be like above the kli itself. And Rashi learns the pshat is again that it has to be a kabbalah from the par itself. So with the brisk rov and the diet from the Rambam is mashma, not like this. The Rambam is mashma that you mamish have to hold the vridim and make sure that they go into the mizrach itself. And it's also mashma from the Rambam, it's not the pshat because there has to be a kabbalah mi par itself, but rather the pshat is in a kol damai. Like we say, you have to make a kabbalah lechitilam, all of the blood, so in order to make sure all of the blood goes inside the mizrach, you would have to hold the vridim, these veins, that it should go straight into the kli itself. Now, boyi minei rabasi mirab yechanon, rabasi asked a question from Yechanon like this. What's going to be hoyim the kabbal? The kohen was about to make the kabbalah sadam, but the dam is already coming out of the neck. And he's holding now the kli to receive the blood. The niftachu shule mizra, and the bottom of the kli opens up, like the bottom of his kli of his basin falls off. Rashi says shule mizra means kakirisoi. The bottom of the kli falls in. Now it's like a hollow kli. Actually, he gia dam li avir. Before the dam even came into the avir of the kli. What's the locha mal? What's the locha? Is this called the good kabbalah or not? So in other words, when the dam already left the neck of the animal, it's coming down, it's above the kli, but it's about to fall into the kli. But right before it comes into the kli itself, the bottom of the kli breaks. The shaila is this called the good kabbalah or not? So the shita right away is medayik, mashim of the kli did not break until the dam first came inside the like walls of the kli, then it would be kosher. Once it comes inside the walls, that's considered a kabbalah in the kli. And even though the bottom caves in and the blood falls straight through, it would have been considered a kabbalah in the kli. But here the shaila is, even before the dam reaches the sides of the kli, the bottom, the floor of the kli, falls in. So what's the halacha now? Avir shein seifel anuach kemunach dami, or lo kemunach dami. Like right now it's in the space, it's in the avir on top of the kli. But it's seifel to go into the kli. But over here it's worse because there's no bottom to the kli anymore. That's called seifo, it's ain seifo nuach. It's not going to end up to rest in the kli. True, this dam is going to fall straight through the kli, or go straight through it, but it's not going to rest. Rashi says, grand hara, this case, shasidin shum of lipo, ach lo yaniach, like the bottom of the kli is going to cave in, fall in before the blood reaches it. So therefore, Is this considered a hanoch or not? That's Russian of Avir. Shein Seifo Nuach, Kemunach Dami. Can we still consider it as if Lamaisa? And this blood is supposed to go through the Kli. So we consider it even though it's above the Kli. But like before, even though before it reaches the Daifne Kli, but since it's on top of the Kli, it's also maybe considered like a Bimunach there. So it's considered like there is hanoch in the Kli even before it breaks through. By like kemunach dami, maybe no, since this blood lamaisa is never going to end up to rest in the kli, so we cannot consider it now when it's above the kli as if it's resting in the kli. So this dam never had a kabbalah of a kli, therefore be possible. That's the shaila in such a case, is this considered a kabbalah or not? Now Rashi says, and the Tzata says that it's kosher, So the pshat should be, it's like you made a kabbalah in the kli, and then the dam spills out onto the ritzpa. So in such a case, we'll see later, you're allowed to collect the dam again and put it back into a kli. So if the pshat is when the dam just falls straight through the kli and fall onto the floor, what you'd have to do is pick it up again and put it back into another kli sharus. But our call point, it's not considered like the dam went straight onto the floor, but since it went through this kli sharus, maybe that's considered that there was a kabbalah in the kli. That's the shalom the Gemara. And this is what Rabasi asked Rabbi Yechon. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yechon said back to him, listen to Nisu, we learn like this. Cho v'yishem munachas, tachas hazinuk, we have this barrel, that's standing, that's sitting, munachas, tachas hazinuk, underneath a gutter. Now Rashi explains that a zinuk is, as a tinur, part of a gutter, ha makaleach mayim mehar zokuf, v'akiluach mekletem rochet. In other words, it's like a stream of flow from a well water. A live stream of Mayim Chaim is running off the cliff like, and there's this gutter like throwing the water off the cliff, and the water is coming down, and on the bottom now there's a chovius, there's a barrel there. Now the locker is, once the water would come into the barrel, so now that the water is in the barrel, it's like shuvim, it's not called Mayim Chaim anymore. This water will not be kosher to be used for the mechatas, for the paraduma. So the question is though now, when the water is falling down and it's on top of the kli, is it kosher or not? So it sounds like this. The locker is again that chovius, a barrel, shemanachas tachat hazinuk. It's sitting underneath this flow of water coming down from the mountain. So mayim shebetoichoi, any water that's inside this barrel already, or else for shebechutza, even though it didn't reach the barrel yet, it's on top of the barrel. But as long as it's on top of the avar, on top of the ear of the barrel, shebechutza lo psulin, it's possible to use for the mechatis. Why? Even though this water did not reach the kli yet, but since it's soifoi, even though it's above on the ear, but since it's soifoi, the end is it's going to end up in the chavis, we consider it right now like it landed inside the chavis. And therefore this water is not called Mayim Chayim, and it's not called live water. It's water that already reached the kli, and therefore it's possible for Mechatis. What's going to be Tziruf Piyo Lezinuk? In other words, you put the mouth of the barrel itself all the way up to the top of the gutter where the water is running out. So there's no avir, there's no like air that's fell down on, just the water is coming straight from the zinuk, straight from the gutter, straight into the kli. Then the locher is like this. Mayim shebetoichad sulam. The water that already reached the barrel that's inside the barrel, that's posel. It's called already with posach yusam. It's not called mayim chayim anymore. That's called mayim, like mechunasim. That water is posel to be used for the mechatis. But the shebechutzalo, the water that's on top that did not reach the barrel itself, even though it's soifay to go down into the barrel, for since Lamaisa right now that water is still in the tinur, it's still in the zinuk, I mean it's still in the gutter of the well water, so the water is still considered attached right to the well, therefore ksherim, therefore the water is kosher. The chal is not called soif lenuach, it did not leave the zinuk. Our shalu is when the water leaves the gutter and now it's in the air coming down, flying down, since it's oimed, it's soif, at the end will end up in the chavis. So you see here, it's considered like it's in the chavis already. But the water that's on the gutter, that's still considered attached to the, like, to the mayin, that's still called mayim chayim. So koponim, we have a raya mayim shesayif lanuach, is kemunach dami. So who you want to say in our case also? The Gemara says, no, what's one have to do with the other? Hai mai, what's one have to do with the other? Hai mai, boy minei yoho shalavasi yesabiyach nishaylom, boy minei aver shein sayif lanuach. Your shayla was where the bottom of the kli broke, and now the blood is going to go straight through the kli. It's not going to end up resting in the kli itself. That was our shayla. Is that still considered like it's munach in the kli or not? If so, what are you bringing me proof of kaposhet le'avir she'seif le'nuach? And you're bringing me a proof here from the water that's flowing down the mountain that's going to end up inside the chavis. Here, when the water comes in the chavis, it's going to stay there. Here, it's considered water, mayim, it will end up resting there. So maybe here it's better. Since when the water reaches the chavis, it's going to stay there and rest there. Here it's considered kemunach dami. But maybe in the Rashi shaila, where the bottom of the chavis broke already, So when the dam comes into Chavis, and it goes straight through it, it's not going to rest inside the Chavis. Maybe there we do not consider it Kamunach Dami. So Mar says true, but I tell you, Tarti Koboy Minei. Rav Asi really meant to ask two questions, two shailas from Rav Yechanan. And he meant to ask like this. Im Tim Tzolayim, if you want to tell me that Avir Shein Tzayef Lenuach, Lav Kamunach Dami, right, that was my first shaila. In a case where the bottom of the Kli broke, so it's called Aver Shein Tzeif Lenuach. The blood coming down is not going to eventually end up staying in the Kli. It's going to go straight through it. Still, you have a shalom that called Kemunach Dami. That was his first shalom. Now, his second shalom was, even if you want to tell me in such a case, that since it's going to fall straight through, it's not considered like it's Munach, like it rested in the Kli. It's not called a Kabbalom. But still, I have a second shalom. Aver Shein Tzeif Lenuach Mai. What's going to be in a case where right now there is a bottom to the Kli, and the blood is coming down, and right now the blood is oimed to stay there? Is that considered like there was a Kabbalah or not? That's the Shiloh. And on the second Shiloh, what a proof here, from this halacha, it says still the Mayim Chayim, that water, that Tzeif Lenuach, we consider like it's Munach right now. It's not called Mayim Chayim anymore. So here also, for the Kabbalah, if there is a bottom to the Kli, as soon as the dam comes on top of the Kli, even though it's not inside the Kli yet, it's just all the way above the Kli, but it's soifai, to rest, to end up in the Kli, yes, that is considered a Kabbalah right now. Now, Rav Yosef Mas Nohochi. This is the way Rav Yosef learned the Shiloh. Rav Kana Mas of Kana learned like this. Rav Kana Mas Ni Chov Yisboi Minei. That he asked the Mishaloh by Chov Yis, or Poshid like Chov Yis. And he answered the Mishaloh of Chavis. He learned that the whole Shaloh was, because he didn't know this Mishnah, Zvotan Abba Metziah. He asked the Mishaloh Gulf on a case with Tzayf Lanuach, his act to the Kemunach Dominat. And he brought him a clear proof, yes, that if there's a bottom to the barrel and the water will eventually end up and stay in the barrel, it's to the Kemunach right now. That's the way Rav Kana learned it. That Rav Kana Masni Chavis Boy Minei, who Poshid like Chavis. Rav Masni, Rav learned like this. Chavis boy minei, he asked him a question about a chavis, or poshut lay mizrak. They brought him a proof from a mizrak. As he asked him, Mashallah, what's going to be by this mayim chayim when water is falling down into a chavis? As it said, like it's in the chavis, right? That was a shiloh. And he answered him from the locha, Kabbalah's down from a mizrak. And he said like this, Iyatamada, don't you agree to me, the mizrak sheef shaloi beloi zinuk, that even in the Mizrak, whenever you make a Kabbalah Saddam, like the neck of the animal, when the blood comes out of the neck and comes into the Kli, it's not like directly the Kli is right next to the neck, that the dam comes straight into the Kli, but it's Iyaf Shablazin, it is also a space that the blood comes out of the neck and goes through the ear and reaches on the side of the Kli, and then it comes into the Kli. So Rashi is fine for this. What it means to say, if you do not say Dover Shesayf Lenuach is Kemunach Dami right now, so then when the blood leaves the neck of the animal, it goes through the ear. Later it first ends up inside the Kli, the Mizrak on the bottom. So I should say, where did the blood come from? The blood did not come from the neck of the animal, but it came through the ear, came from the ear. That should be possible. We just had before the Kabbalah Saddam has to be from the neck itself. So it should be like the Rambam learns that the Shidamamish have to put the Vridim inside the Kli itself. But Lamaisa, we don't do like that. And we hold this kosher even not like that. Even if the dam just comes flying down like. So why is it kosher if the dam comes flying down as long as it comes straight into the Kli and not on the floor first? So who is coming through the Avir? So Pshat is a must be because that's Pshita that Avir Shesayt Lanuach Kemunach Dami. So the second like it leaves the neck of the animal, it's sitting like right then it landed inside the Kli. That's considered a good Kabbalah, straight from the Kli. Therefore, Kabbalah was good. He was pushed, you have a Shiloh by Chavis. What's the Lacha by Mayim? As it considered like it ended up right away in the Chavis or not, I'll bring you proof from every Kabbalah that Kabbalah Saddam is considered like it ended up in the Kli right away. Furthermore, it says, Tanan Hoftim learned the Mishnah in Parom that not an Yodoi, oi Ragloi, oi Ola Yerokois. In the case there was a flow of the river, the flow of water was coming down, and that water is Mayim Chayim.
Now, you want to receive the water to go straight into a chavis to use this water itself for the paraduma. In other words, you want to receive the water that's flowing off the cliff like to use it for the mechatis. That's kosher. That's called mayin chayim. You're supposed to take a kli and receive the water. The gemara before we had was after the water goes into a chavis, you cannot take the water out of this chavis and put it into another chavis for kiddush meraglan. That's no good. But the first chavis, if you want to get the water to go straight into your chavis, that's okay. But let's say the flow of the water was not coming down into your barrel. So what you wanted to do was you wanted to direct the water with your hands, like on top, you put your hands there on top to direct the flow that the water should now end up to go into your barrel. That's called Nosan Yod, but you put your hand there to direct the flow of the water. Or Ragnarosh, you put the foot there to direct the flow of the water. Or all of your rockets, or else you put vegetable leaves to direct the flow. In order that the flow of the water should end up now in your chavis, in your barrel. Salach is psula, it's not good as possible. We'll soon see why. Because it's called, it was Havai, it happened through a dover on a kabotuma. Since these things on a kabotuma, they cannot be used even to direct the water that you want to use for Mayim Chayim, for the paraduma. What's going to be if you use Alei Tanim, the leaves of reeds? These are not Mekabotuma, they're not edible. The Yolei Agoizim, the leaves of nuts, Kshera, these things are used to direct the water. Since they're not Mekabotuma, it's okay. The water that ended up now in the barrel is still considered water from Mayim Chayim. Zehaklau, this is the general rule, that the Dover HaMekabotuma Psulim, if you direct it with something that's Mekabotuma, like your hands, your feet, or the Ali Rockers, which are edible, it's Eichel, it's Mekabotuma, it's Psulim. For Dover Shein Mekabotuma, if you use Olei Kanim, Olei Agoizim, they're not edible, they're not food, they're not Mekabotuma, Ksherim. It's kosher to use it directed for the Mechatis. That's the Yisrael. Gemara says now, Minohan Emili, how do we know this Yisrael? The Yom Rabbi Yechanon, Mishum Rabbi Yossi Barabo, Makor, the Pasuk says, Ach Ma Yenubo Mikvei Mayim, Yetohor, which means to say, Hevi Yosma De Tirete, the Havai of it, Shibiyai De Tire. Says, Ach Ma Yenubo Mikvei Mayim, Yetohor. So Dashma means to say, whenever you're making something, to make a Dover Tor, it has to be made through things that are Tor, and not through things which are Makabotuma. Rashi says, have a yosan, the making of it. It means to have a yosan, shamayim hamatarim. If you're making a mikveh, you're making water that's going to tire you right now. The tire should be made through something that's tor, and not through something that's tamei. Kishat mahavoy simlias mikveh. When you want to make a mikveh, you cannot use something from the kabotuma to make the mikveh with it. Oy kodush, or else here you want to use this water now that's used for the mechatas to make kadusha here. In Mahavoy, some of the Dovrish and Makabotum, it has to only be if you make it through something that's not Makabotum. Like over here, so if you want to direct this water into the Chavis to make the Mechatis, it has to be directed with something that's not Makabotum. That's called the Avaya, the making of it, has to be with something that's not Makabotum and not with something that is Makabotum. Oh, my Rabbi Chia, oh, my Rabbi Yechanan, Zoysa Meris, and here we have a proof. That Av is like a kli dummy. The Avra of a kli is also considered like it's a kli. The Avra of the kli. Rashi says why? Midiktoni, since it says Nosan Yodai Posel, you put your hand to direct the water is posel. So Eina Mayim Shoytsim Miyodai Lekli Vishti Yosei Le Bahavara Kishi Yosei Miyodai Mekalchulim Apnei Reich Apnei Chavis Avinolachi Posel. And what do we see? Mishi Yosei Miyodai Lekaleach Apnei Avir Hevle kilu shosus miyodel kli, shere yodel al kneget svasa kli munachas, o mishiyotsu miyodel nekalchim bo kneget aver. Divaku kli domi amai posel loy min aver boi loy. Like, why is the posel over here? True, your hand is directing the water, but if you tell me now, as soon as the water leaves your hand, it's considered like it ended up in the kli already, kos saifu kemunach domi, so it's good. It's considered the water came from your hand into the kli. So since your hand is Makabotum, it's not called the Avaya, Ayidei Taira. But if you're going to tell me it's not Sefer Kemunach Dami, so when the water leaves your hand, it's not called in the Kli yet. When it leaves your hand, the water goes down into the Avir. So the water comes into the Kli through the Avir, through the air. So why is it called the Dover Makabel Tumas Vahavah made it? No, the water ended up in the Kli through the Avir. The Avir, the air, is not Makabel Tumas, so it should still be Tahor. So from here we have a Raya that Mayim Shefresh Lanuach is Kemunach Dami. So Mar says back, no. Oh, Malay Rab Zera the Rabbi Chiva Rabba, so Zera said to Chiva Rabba, the Dilma may be the case, so here we're talking about this Mishnah Poro, the Shoisei, where the water is going directly from your hand into the Chavis itself. Therefore it's possible. Not where you're just directing it to flow, to like fall in the Avir and then go into the Kli. But maybe the Shoisei says that the water is going directly from your hand into the Kli. So you have no proof of Avir, because Nuach is Kemunach Dami. You don't have any proof of Avir, because it's Kli Dami. Or Malaysia said back to him, Tardo. Rashi says it means a Shaita bowl like you fool. It says clearly in the Mishnah over here, that what it says, we have before the Mishnah was in the Tanan Hossam, that Nosan Yodi Raglo Oli Yerokas, Kedei Shiyavru Mayim Lechovis. It says, Kedei Shiyavru Mayim Lechovis Tanan. It says clearly, Kedei Shiyavru, that the water should pass by and end up into the Chovis. Rashi says, Vavora Bikuach Mash, much like splashing is going through the Yavir. Says Mashma clearly, the Mishnah is talking about where the water is going through the Yavir. Then still it says it's possible. And so that's the good proof that we said before. Shramit, we have the proof that Avir Kli is Siddiq Kli Dami. That Sefer Munach is called Kemunach Dami. And by then, the Omer Rebbe Chiyah Barabo, Omer Rebbe Yechnon, that Meyedusa Sherebi Tzadik, from the Edus, from what the Tzadik told us over, Nishtas Mishnah Zu, from that fact, we'll soon see the case, the story over there, it was going to this Mishnah Poro. It's not but not like this. The Mishnah Idius we learned. Said Hayid Rabbi Tzadik, Rabbi Tzadik said of Edus, Al Hazoichlin running water, Zoichlin is Mayim, Chaim running water. Sheer Kilchon, if you, Kilchon means you made it flow, you changed the flow. The only egoism that you put leaves from nut leaves there. So these things are not edible, they're not makabel tumah. So you change the flow of the Zoichlin with these oleagoizim, shen sherim, that it's kosher. That was the Mishnah before. It's from this halacha, the Mishnah was learned over. And zeho yemaiser biolayu, this case once happened in the city olayu, or bo maiser nechachomim, and the case came in front of the chomim, that chom was standing belishka sagozis, the yechshiru, and they passed under that kosher. So again, you see clearly here, the case was that you changed the kaluach, so it's not where it's going directly from the oleagoizim into the barrel, but rather is the flow, and you're changing the stream of the flow with these oleagoizim. Master, you would use something else that's not makab, that is makab, it would be possible. That's the right we're talking about now. They gave the proof that Avra Klis Kli Dami. Because if it would have been a double makab, it would be possible. Why? Because the water is considered coming directly off this Dover Makabel Tumah and not from the Yavir. Because Avir Kli is considered Kli Dami. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Zeira, Omer Rabbi Hatzorim Oizen Apar. If somebody comes and makes a Balmum in the Korban, he like makes a hole or he scratches out Hatzorim Oizen Apar, the ear of the par. He makes a scratch there, then makes it into a Balmum. The Yachakach Kibbudomoy, and after he made this book through, this mum in the Korbin, now he makes the Kabbalah Saddam. So it comes out that the Shah Shechita, the Korbin was kosher. But after the Shechita, before the Kabbalah Saddam, you made the ear a crusty, you made it a Baal Mum. The Locher is possible, that the Dam is possible, the Korbin is possible. Even though the Shah Shechita was kosher, but after the Yatam, the whole thing, left with Zrika Saddam. How do we know this? Shenema, the pasuk says, V'lokach midam ha'par. You have to take the blood of the par, you have to make a kabbalah from the par itself. So midashin par, shoyi kvar, from the par that was here ready, from the same par that had to be kosher, b'shash chito, that same type of par has to also be a b'shash kabbalah sadam. So if now it became a baal mum, the kabbalah is possible. It must be very good. Ashkechon kotcher kadoshim. You found me a posture by a chatef, which is Kodesh Kodoshim. Kodeshim Kalim, like by Shlomim, Minolan, how do we know such a third, even by Korban of Kodeshim Kalim? For instance, Omar Rovo, Tani learned like this. The pasuk says, "Seh tamim zochor ben shana," that the seh should be a tam and a zochor and a ben shana. So we darshan shiye tamim, that you be complete. Or ben shana should only be 1 year old, not more than a year old. The shas shchita, at the time of the shchita, it has to be kosher. Very good. But the kabbalah belocha bezuki, we don't have it even further. I don't even the shas kabbalah it still has to be a tam, but cannot be a year old. Bahalacha b'zrika, Tam 11, the pasuk says, Yiyah, which you dashin, call avi yosem la yiyah, el a tam ben shana. Any avoid he has to do with it, should only be if it's still a tam, and it's still a ben shana. That's his rush here, that even by kachin kalim, also it has to be kosher the whole time. But here is the pasuk, talking about a korban pesach. A korban pesach is a kachin kalim. Is even by kachin kalim also, you have such a loch, it has to be tam. Kol ha'v'yosr le'yirel o'tam u'ben shon. Eisvei Abaye, Abaye asks the question. Rabbi Yeshua, one of Yeshua says, Kol ha'zvachin shabbat ha'ro, all the kabbonis that the Torah talks about, she'nishtayim mehem kezayis bosa. If a kezayis worth of the meat is left over, oi kezayis chelev, or a kezayis of its fat is left over, zerik es adam. Then you're allowed to make a zerik es adam. So it's mashmi, even though the rest of the animal got lost already, it got burnt, something happened to it, it's not around anymore. Still, as long as there's at least one kezayis of the meat of the korban left over, you're allowed to make a zrika sadam. The parsha says that true, b'shan shchit, you made a shchita, then you made a kabbalah sadam, and before you make the zrika, something happened to the animal. So a big balmum came to the animal. Still, you're allowed to make a zrika sadam. The Chorah we see, you do not have to have kol havi yosan b'shas all the zrika b'shas the dalar avodah. Chorah it's a tira. So my answer is tirgamal into you a ben shana. In other words, that we learned before, that kol havi yosan has to be from the beginning till the end. It does not mean it has to be a tam the whole time, but rather on the second lach of ben shana, the korban pesach is only kosher if it's less than a year old, only the first, during the first year. So that has to be even up until the Zman of the Zerika. Let's say the animal was born in the middle of the day, and exactly on its birthday, after the time it was born, he makes the Zerika. Then it'll be possible. So the din of Ben Shana, it has to be B'davka Terech the first year. But maybe for the Loch of Tam, it doesn't have to be, as long as the animal was a Tam, the Shash Shrita, even though later B'Shash Zerika is not a Tam anymore, could be the animal, could be kosher. Therefore, there's no sira to this halacha. And if I'm in the world, do like we said before then, by kolponim from the drosh of kol ha'v'yosin, there will not be a sira from Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Yeshua, that says that if the gezayis bosa left over, you can make a zrika, he'll dash in the process before of yiyah, means it has to be a ben shana. Because the gemara, or miyuka midi, is it possible such a thing, that the Bishah Shchita Ben Shana, at the time you made the Shchita on Erev Pesach, the Korban was in its first year. Bishah Salocha was Zerika Ben Shnayim. Then by the time you made the Zerika the Alocha, it became already over a year old. Is that possible? So my Rabbi answers back, yes. So here I have a proof to say, Shoyoy, place the Kochim. That by Kochim, the Torah gives a year limit to how old the animal has to be, it goes back to the exact hour when it was born. Like it was born on Yud Daled Benisin at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So the next year, or it was born at 3 o'clock, the next year you have to bring it before 3 o'clock. If you bring it, or the Zerika is on after 3 o'clock, if it's after a year old already, it'll be poisoned. That's called Shoyes, place the Kutch. And go bust at the exact hour when it was born to give it a shame. It's called the next year already. The Rashi says, the Shonu Hamur the Kodeshim. Birthday. From exactly when it was born, I'm learning from Sukkim over there. Here also the proof like that. That it was born last year, Yud Dal B'Nisan at 3 o'clock. This year, Yud Dal B'Nisan at 3 o'clock, the animal is possible to be used for Korban Pesach. That's his drosh, even though you made the Shechit at 2 o'clock. But if you waited to make the Zerik after 3 o'clock, the animal would be kosher. Omer Rebbe Yami, Omer Rebbe Lozo, he bifnim tiragleo bachus. What's the minhag if he the animal itself was inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Azara, and the Ragla, the feet of the animal, was Bachut, was outside the Azara. The Lacha is like this, Chotach, V'yachakach, Shachach, Shera. If you cut off the feet of the animal in a place where it doesn't make it a Baal Nun, and now you make a Shechit, it's kosher, because the mice and now the whole animal was inside the Azara. Rashi says, Chotach Raglev Yachkach Shachach Shera Shloi Nisar is Dam Posol Yotzi and Dam Shem Mitzvah Shneskama Boi Adam. And then hey, the Hav Midway right now was a question about the Dam, that the Dam of the prophet outside shall have Psul Yotzi in it. So what you have to do is first cut off the leg and then be Mekamba the Dam, all the Dam that's inside the Azara. And Rashi says, soon the Gemara asked the question, Chura, you're making the Baal Mumia. You're only worried about the Dam for the Chura by cutting off the leg. Ein lechom mum godom zeh, you make with the Baal Mum. So far, that's what it says. It says in the case of Hidus Nim, that the animal itself, most of the animal is inside the Azara. The Ragleh, just the foot of the animal is outside the Azara. That's the Psul Yetzai. The answer is, before you make the Shechita like, Chosech, cut off the regal, and then make the Shechita Ksheira. What's going to be Shachat? First you made the Shechita,